does shame affect your behavior? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Sneeser, postdoctoral researcher at Arizona State University, determines that while shame may be an ugly feeling, it can actually have some benefits in guiding us to better decisions in the future.
When people feel shame, they hide and destroy incriminating evidence. Confess and apologize? Not so much. Because of these undesirable effects, a prominent theory argues that shame is an ugly pathology. If you look closely, however, you realize that to the disgraced individual, the cost actually isn't shame. The real cost is the reputational threat that you risk if others discover negative information about you. Given this threat, natural selection would have crafted an information processing organ tasked with defending you against evaluation. We think this defense is the emotion of shame. Now, the underactivation of a defense is ineffective. It leaves some threat unopposed. And the overactivation of a defense is wasteful. To avoid these two mistakes, a well-engineered defense should move up or down in lockstep with the magnitude of the threat. We predicted and found that this is also true of the shame defense. We conducted experiments in the US, India, and Israel and discovered a very close quantitative match between shame and others' devaluation, even when there was no communication between the shame individual and others. Now, shame fires together with other emotions such as sadness and anxiety. However, we found that it's shame in particular and not these other emotions that tracks others' devaluation. Amazingly, shame tracks the devaluation of foreign people about as closely as it tracks the devaluation of local people. This tight fit between shame and devaluation is hugely improbable, unless the mind was equipped with innate knowledge about the prices or costs of various shortcomings, which would then calibrate shame and devaluation in tandem. In sum, shame feels horrible, but in fact it's a beautifully designed system to adaptively guide your choices and make the best of a bad situation.
That was Daniel Sneeser of Arizona State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there for you, girl. I have no shame.